Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Independent Music Podcast. When I was deciding what song was going to open, I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be great over a sort of intro bit at the start. It is Teeth of the Seas, Mega Fragma.
Yeah, I mean, after I started with a 9 minuter last week, you decided to one-up me with a 9 and a bit minuter this week. Excellent way to start. More music, less chat.
Exactly. Oh, that'll please a certain corner of our listenership. Teeth of the Sea are a band that have been going since 2006 or 7 odd, I'm going to say. They've been releasing on Rocket Recordings this whole time. Without looking at it in front of me, I'm going to say that this is their 7th album, if including the Field in England soundtrack. It's called Hive. It's coming out in October. And I love this band. I've worked with them since 2009. I think I'm going to say that I put them on more times than any other band, probably. Certainly more headline shows, anyway. It is a trio of guitar, synthesizer, bass, and cornet, trumpet, cornet. You're the brass instrument.
Cornet. Yes, small, sort of a shorter trumpet.
And yeah, if you enjoyed the sounds of that, you can have got a whole back catalogue of amazing music that you can check out from them.
I mean, looking at the at Discogs here, it implies it's more like 10th. Ninth or tenth. It's a bit
full length studio album.
Well, yeah, without doing the live fact checking on a phone rather than with a laptop. It's so around, you're sort of there or thereabouts.
We are continuing to be sponsored by the State 51. Thanks, State 51. Was just having a look at what I could mention that maybe hadn't said on one of the other ones. And they've got a new single that they're releasing that's coming with the Flexi Disc and Zine with the brilliant South London rock band Scrounge. It's called Corner Cutting Boredom. They're a wicked duo. I've put them on a bunch of times. It's nice to see them crossing over with State 51.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, State 51 also made an appearance in our live show last week as well, with the our favourites of the year so far with Shit and Shine's Infinite Shite. great video, great tune. As always, if you want to become a patron, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. Individuals, we accept all patrons of all shapes and sizes from all walks of life, including record labels like First Light Records, who became a patron this week.
After we played Kin Dogtooth on the pod.
Just imagine
we've played
more than 5,000 independent labels and artists on this podcast over the years. So, imagine that. Like, I can just,
that's, if you did that, Gareth would have no job.
Oh, the sweet, sweet.
Maybe I would have no job.
Yeah, we could just do this all the time. I mean, could you imagine how great that would be? So, if you want to make our dreams come true and also listen to full episodes of the podcast, get on the Discord and also come to our live shows, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. You played someone who has been around for a little while. Now let me do the same. Rox Foe is a grime MC and producer who has been around probably since like mid-2010. So had an EP on Black Acre and an LP 2015 and 2017. It's really sort of gone off my radar anyway since then. Has appeared with two singles in quite quick succession, hopefully foreshadowing a new full-length release. This is the first one. Anthony will maybe like the Jonathan Creek reference that's in here. This is Rox Foe. It's called One Hundo.
I've got feelings about Jonathan Creek to talk about afterwards.
Yo, One Hundo, stand my ground and I keep it composed. Man, move foul, hold a three-piece combo. Stepping in the kitchen with the heat, get sunstroke. Top brass and they see my trombone. Tear down the wall with ease and one blow. They ain't really on it, better send that control. Better take five like Peter's console. Snakes in the grass and they're trying to do turncoat. If you want to get some, run that turbo. Man, move shy, trying to come that herbal. Hundo. Come get washed with a tablet, a pencil. Have it unlocked because a man is on job, but I'm not Nazi. Angela Merkel, remember the tailor, the rabbit and turtle. Slow and steady, gonna win the race. Hop in the bat and your feet, you got paste. That a sleigh with the bells like Christmas Day. Get bright like a red-nosed reindeer. With a snub, red-nosed reindeer. And the rain don't stop till the sun out. Finish him, take off my hat like Kung Lao. Whoosh. When I see red like the kingdom of Kush, I roll up a zect in the kingdom to Kush. I am in the food and I sit on my tush. I'm on the throne with the queen on my side. Ready for war and I'm feeling to ride. Fuck all the talk, the believe with the hype. They caught in the ring that Smeagol for shine. Not gonna be me, cause I ain't got tolerance, C. And I ain't about following leads. With your feminine name, Jonathan Creek. Man, do anything to knock Hollywood out here swallowing seeds. Hope you got the receipts when the devils come knock for a piece. That's by the design, then when you trap down the back on a decline. But it's not that, I give thanks to the divan. Tryna get stats, come a shot by the seaside. Cause all of this shit ain't worth it, and it ain't what it seems on the surface. Look close, you can see where the dirt is. So I roll round with a clean and detergent, spray up the place. ain't no rat in a race, they get erased. Put man back in a place, make no mistake. I ain't the one, but if you want, I rain on parades. And I'ma take joy in that. You ain't what it says in a tin. If a boy gets wrapped, I'll fold them plans. Come with the grease and all that pan. You'll get slow cooked like a giant of lamb. Try to put a chick in my armor. Gonna be toiling bad. Still with a fam in a corner. You wanna know you ain't low like that. Hundo. One hundo, and it's never been 50-50. One foot in and one foot out. If it's all that, then miss me. I ain't trying to do a dance routine. Them and a Friday, they aren't poutine. But they wanna claim they're a different gravy. When they face me, no, they aren't too keen. Roll for the bots like R2-D2. So the moves ain't hard to see through. Wailing about till my harpoon reach you. Well, you think that you're Moby Dick, cause you shot a few things on an OT trip. You're a fish in a smaller pond. It's funny how the pawn just falls along. Dance with the devils on a checkered board. Two steps, how I set my pawn. I open the game, they think I'm exposed. My queens on my side, my knights on the goal. So I don't take L's, I move with them. Work for the nooks and the crannies, my rooks and the passy. Stupid gems. They're making their moves, I'm taking a piece. They try and retreat, they're failing to see. My bishop is set up in line with their queen. Sweeping a clean right off of her feet. And everything else is set in place. Don't go down there, don't step that way. Check that box, check your mate.
There you have it. Sounds of Rock's Foe. Track is called 100. Yeah, just a single on his Bandcamp at the moment, hoping for some sort of fuller release. There's another single as well that came out like 2 days ago called Lose My Head. So I'm presuming a bigger release is en route. But yeah, like I said, had a couple of releases on Black Acre in the mid-2010s, Legion in 2015, and Fight the Good? Fight, which came out in 2017.
Yeah, I must admit, I don't think I'd ever heard of him before. And Gareth had a look and played on podcast number 71.
350 ago, something like that. That is a long... Well, back in 2015. Back in 2015, we played him on the pod. Yeah, really great. And sort of like disappeared for a little bit from my radar anyway. I'm sure he's still been alive in that time. But I can maybe performing music. But yeah, absolutely fantastic. Lose My Head is also very good as well, but it's completely different. It's sort of a little bit more down tempo and ambient and contemplative rather than pretty grind banger that you just heard.
Nice. The bit of bingo there for the contemplative. Just on Jonathan Creek, not to lose all of our non-English listeners here, for our non-English listeners, or whilst you don't know, Jonathan Creek is a detective show featuring a sort of a magician's assistant detective guy. And I like that show. It's great. However, when they came back to do episodes after a break of 5 or 10 years, it was some of the most mind-meltingly shit television I've ever seen. It's also really quite sexist as well. But, you know, if you want to see a magician's assistant solving crimes in interesting ways, it does have something going for it.
Cool.
Okay, next one for me is the latest release on the Magnificent Mayum Records. They've got a band from Beirut called Sanam. It's sort of, I guess, got a strong jazz influence, as well as by more traditional Middle Eastern music with a bit of, maybe slight bit of just like rock avant-garde in there as well. I think this is excellent. This is the track that opens their album, which is called Akathan Malakon, which means an angel woke me.
Thank you.
There we go. An Angel Woke Me by Sanam from Beirut. I've only heard the one song from that, but the whole album is already up on Bandcamp. And count me extremely interested.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of that. It's a beautiful opener and like, yeah, intrigued as to where that goes.
Exactly. I think I'm going to listen to it on the way back home. I was listening to Chester Watson on the way down. His wonderful...
Also of our live show.
Exactly. His wonderful Fish Don't Climb Trees, is that the name of the album? Yeah, it's been my most listened to album of the last couple of weeks. The man is fucking amazing. And My Own Records is a top label. They released things that we played recently. Oki.
Nino Crusaders.
Exactly, Jussara Marsal, which I believe was on our favourites of the year a couple of years ago. Love that Oki. Actually, just last year, actually, that Jussara one, was it? Yeah, because I had a show that didn't work out in the end.
Is that Oki? Glimpse
Oki's
of what
you're... Yeah, Oki's got
a new EP. Oh, wow. Okay, good. Because that LP, which was like a collection of... So a compilation, wasn't it?
No, this is... So it's got Kai 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 as 2, which is from the album. And then it's got a Stick in the Wheel remix, who is a London band.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, that Oki compilation of like older music is just an absolute sublime piece of work.
I was going to do a show with him at Cafriotta and then decided it was too expensive and then it sold out anyway. Of course it did. I should have just done it because then at least I definitely would have seen him because I didn't go, God damn it.
Yeah, oh well. So right after we had a conversation off mic last week about Digit playing, it's nice that Digit, after I missed... him from Egypt playing Cafe Otto, sorry. He is now going to Cafe Otto in 25th of August, so very soon. So I will definitely be going to that. I am going to play some music now from another like artist. Seems to be a theme this week. Artist.
An artist.
I've got music.
Top theme.
I've got music this week. an artist that has not released much music over the last couple of years and hasn't released an album since 2017, in fact. It's Jaylin. She's from Indiana, so from Gary, Indiana. Releases almost exclusively on Planet Mu here in the UK. She's got a new mini LP coming out on the 29th of September called Perspective, and this is a fabulous track from it. It's called Fourth Perspective.
thinking that that new release finds Jaylin in quite contemplative mood, Gareth.
Yeah, I had the same thought. I just didn't want to try and say the word again. So, yeah, I don't know why I struggle with it. But Jaylin, fourth perspective from her new record that is called Perspective. It's they're calling it a mini LP, six tracks on it, coming out 29th of September via Planet Mew. She had an EP in 2021 called Embryo, which passed me by.
And had the ballet one?
Yeah, autobiography. So soundtracked Wayne McGregor's autobiography, the ballet show, which was... Yeah, she actually did it in person. Like, I don't know why I didn't think she was going to do it in person, but like when I saw it at Sadler's Wells in 2018, it was, yeah, she, when she like came out on stage at the end, I was like, oh,
Jaylin's actually here.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, it's a wonderful show as well. Wayne McGregor's autobiography, 2018, that came out, the LP also on Planet Mew. Black Origami is like the original LP that sort of got us started on this Jaylin train back in 2017, also Planet Mew. But yeah, like hard to sort of, tell much more about it. Sort of like post, like the press release tells me not to say that she's footwork or post footwork. She's just Jaylin, but like footwork.
It's not footwork. Yes. Well, mind you, that track is not really footwork.
It's definitely got the trappy sort of.
It will not be the most footworky song on the podcast so far, because that is going to be in the Patreon section.
No, so it's got that sort of trappy aspect to it. That sort of really interesting percussive nature to it. But yeah, fantastic. Love it. Really happy to hear new music from her. And also in the press release, it sort of talks about there is much more to come. So hopefully a full length on its way.
Nice. Carrying on the theme of an artist who hasn't released an album since 2018, I'm going to play you a standalone single by the duo Sea Lion Woman. They're from London, Kitty Whitelaw and Ty McGiven. Released an album, Siren, on Antigen Records, back end of 2018. Brilliant album. Did some touring, whatever. We've had a pandemic, life's got in the way. And now they've been planning a new album. It's all fully recorded. It is going in to be mixed and released next year. We've got a label and exciting stuff to announce there. But they've got a standalone single that was actually recorded in Scotland a few years ago, maybe two years ago, at the studios of a Song by Toad Records when Matthew was still doing that thing in Edinburgh. And it just sort of was supposed to be on a compilation for Song by Toad, a vinyl release, never came to anything. And they were like, can we just have our tune, please? And use it. So this is just sort of teasing some new music, just to sort of get the word out to say that Sea Lion Woman are still alive in the time leading up to the new record.
An 8 minute, 55 second tease at that.
Exactly. So it's called Giselle, inspired by the ballet. Let's see it from Sea Lion Woman.
faces all in white. Steps kiss the barefoot twice. Trust, hold your hand in mine. And the toes curl and clasp. Lean and twirl in the moonlight. Waltz and feel my part and love. I will dance until fall, and I hands curl and clasp. Round and round above we go. Now
There we go. I love the sounds of both the bass and the vocals on that. I think that they are just a really unusual band. I just think, you know, it's not like the most experimental music in the whole world, but I can't really point to another act that really sounds that much like that.
The guttural vocal is sort of what I like a lot. I don't know if guttural is the right word, but it's so like deep, and like it's coming from somewhere like in the chest cavity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that sounds fine. Exactly. I think it can sort of go both ways, from the sort of the heavy vocals to the quite, dare I say, ethereal. Sea Lion Woman, Giselle, is the name of that track. And I'd say it's a standalone single. Go on sealionwoman.bandcamp.com, which has just been made for that. The previous album, Siren, is up on the Antigen Records Bandcamp. It's actually not on Spotify right now, but I think it's going to be back up on streaming at some point. And then, yeah, like, follow the Bandcamp and keep an eye for the next full length coming.
Cool. Well, that is everything. If you're listening on the free feed, it's everything we've got time for. If you want more music after the next track, do join our Patreon, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. You get you get early access to the pod. It usually drops on Friday, but not always. You get 10 tracks rather than 6. You get access to our Discord club. You get free tickets to our live shows. You get the warm and fuzzies of supporting this podcast and ensuring it survives another year. And yes, so we are eternally grateful for that. And yeah, anything else you want to say, Anthony, before we go?
That's all I got, buddy.
Wonderful. So I'm going to leave the free feed with some sort of Western-tinged cumbia, is how I've written here. Western-tinged cumbia, a touch of Liverpudlian psych pop, by which I mean like early Coral B-sides.
Oh, fair enough. I saw a bit of the Coral when I was in Wrexham. I thought they were definitely enjoyable.
Yeah, so it's some of their sort of, they had a B-sides album, like Night Freak and the Sons of Becca, which was also sort of weird psych experiments, which was great. But this band is from Argentina. They're called Los Equicos Litoraleños. And yeah, they've got an EP coming out on Future X Records out of Argentina called Crisis de Hiperrealidad. Dad, try and learn Spanish.
Absolutely perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Wow, I felt transported.
Absolutely, no doubt. And the track is called Traigan Las Turfas, which translates as Bring On the Truffles. And the band translates as the Coastal Psychics. Free feed, we will be back with you next week. Patrons, we will be with you in about 2 minutes.
In a minute. Young.